admit that I often mouth off without thinking.
I neither agree nor disagree, personally.
I disagree. I do not do that. I think way too much before I speak, to the point where forget what I'm saying entirely.
Mr. Smarty Pants over here, disagree completely.
No, no, it's like actually a problem because that's why I stutter.
Okay. Mita. I don't know. I mean, like, I think sometimes, but not normally, no.
I mean, I do it with thinking. I mouth off on purpose, so as I said, neither agree nor disagree.
So we have one agree a little bit, one disagree a little bit, and one neither. So just keep it in the middle.
Yeah, okay. Keep it in the middle. Okay. Because right. I am mean on purpose. I don't do it without thinking.
Great confession to have on a podcast. All right, so for that one, we neither agreed nor disagreed.
Yep. Question two. I keep getting in trouble for the same things over and over.
I used to.
I disagree completely. I learn after the first time.
I used to. I was stupid.
I used to.
I was stupid.
I used to, but this is now, so I disagree.
I completely disagree. Why would you get in trouble? That sounds like someone who's just stupid. Isn't that the definition
like
of insanity?
A child who has not matured yet.
Over and over again, expecting something different.
Stupid.
Okay. All right. So, what?
Disagree completely.
Alrighty.
Alright, question three. I easily get bored. Agree.
Neither disagree.
Agree.
Strongly agree.
Neither agree nor disagree.
No, agree.
Personally. I mean, okay. I'm not mentally ill. I'm mentally ill in a different way, but not that way. I can focus.
Last night I went to bed at 10 because I was bored.
God, damn. I went to bed at 2 a.m. because I was bored, so like personally couldn't be me.
I don't know what to do, so I was like, alright, whatever.
I went to bed at like 9, so...
Like, 9?
I was bored. I was like, what am I going to do?
9 and 10? All right, what do you guys do?
So for that one, that one...
It's when I'm bored, I eat or sleep. Sleep was the answer to that.
So for that one, we agreed slightly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
I rarely follow the rules.
Question 4.
That's what the number was? Okay.
As I said, I rarely follow the rules is the question.
Disagree. I don't know. I don't like do things... to be, like, rebellious.
Neither agree nor disagree, because since I'm kind of a goody-two-shoes, I know I'm not breaking the rules on purpose, but I get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because as long as I'm nice to my teachers, they just let me do more things than other students. Yeah. So I'm gonna say neither agree nor disagree.
I don't agree or disagree. I kind of just do things, and if there are rules, then I follow them, but... Yeah.
If I didn't care so much about what people thought of me, I would probably break a lot more rules than I do. But, so...
Not the insecurity.
I know, right? Who would have thought?
I feel like you're more of a rule follower, Cooper, no?
No, I'm a rule follower, but I don't, like...
I follow the rules!
But it's not like I'm,
like... Don't get it twisted.
It's not like breaking a rule seems like an awful, horrific, terrible thing to do.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, so we're just gonna put neither.
Stay in the middle. Neither agree or disagree.
Question five. I hate... high-speed driving.
Agree.
Disagree completely. Okay, starting with Mita. Go.
Bro, speeding's fun.
Okay, Cooper.
I have no reason to ever... I always leave on time, so I don't have a reason to speed ever.
Okay, well, that's not like, why I speed. I speed
it's
because
fun to
it's
shave time fun. Off of your destination.
Yes, it is. I shave 3 minutes off every morning because I live 30 minutes away, and I leave home at 7:50, and I have to be at school at... 8:20 exactly. I live like a little over 30 minutes. So if I just speed, then I know I'll be okay.
Yeah. Going like 85 is
fun. Well, I don't go 85. I go like 70.
I don't go that and, a like, lot, a but 50. Like a 75 is fun.
What if a cop listens to this podcast?
Well,
sorry.
I mean, you're I don't really like us. Cops anyway, so I think there's worse problems to have. Goodness.
Anyways, no, I don't feel the need to speed.
He doesn't feel the need for speed.
I don't care.
Okay. So we're gonna be in the middle of neither agree nor disagree.
Yes, yeah, we disagree slightly.
Yes.
Question 6. I don't enjoy gambling for your own money.
Okay, so I'm gonna put
agree.
Slightly disagree. Personally, okay. So this is gonna be a confession. When I used to be on Discord a lot, they had like little gambling things, and I used to do them, and it was with fake money, but I'd always win, so then I got a little addicted for a while. So if it was real money, it'd probably be the same thing, so I'm gonna put disagree a little bit.
I,
I understand where both of you are coming from. I like bets that I know I can win. You know, yeah. Obviously, because then,
you win.
You win.
You win, yeah.
But also, I've never, like, gambled. It wasn't fun. I went to a casino in Puerto Rico. It wasn't fun.
Well, have you ever gambled on horses? Because my mom's friend races horses, and I used to like gambling on them because I knew which of her horses was good. Mm-hmm. So I knew what would win. So I'd gamble on her horses for her, and yeah. Then she'd win.
Nice.
So personally, that's fun to me. But
yeah. I've never done that.
I just think gambling is kind of stupid.
Well, it's like unhealthy. It's an unhealthy thrill. Thing. But...
Okay, literally, we like speeding too. It's not about just like, cause it's for the thrill. I thrill. Like it.
There's no. I mean, okay. I guess for gambling,
there's no thrill gambling.
No, thrill. Yes, there no, is. No. I guess for gambling, there is some benefit to it if you win.
Okay.
But it's like the negatives the always risk, outweigh.
It's the risk that you can lose literally everything you put down.
I don't know.
Yeah. I know it's not just me either. Cause think of all the fantasy football stuff. That goes on at our school with the gambling. Right. I mean, it's real.
I think it's kind of just like exploiting your hope and taking all your money.
Well, that's dang. It's exploiting your hope.
It is.
That's kind of the whole point.
That's the whole point.
It's a system. And? It's a system meant to take your money.
So we're going to put neither agree nor disagree because Cooper strongly agrees that he does not enjoy it and we disagree slightly. So we're just going to leave it in the middle. What question is this?
Question six.
Question six. I've often done something dangerous just for the thrill of it. Yes, I have
agree.
Done stuff
have.
Dangerous for the thrill.
Agree.
But agree completely. Agree. I mean, we literally were just talking about the thrill of stuff, so I'm assuming. Does anyone want to elaborate
on the
story?
I want to go skydiving. Can we go skydiving?
I want to go skydiving so badly.
See, that I want to go skydiving.
God,
but
I
like,
do.
I don't know, because I feel like there's other things I want to... Oh, I want to go bungee jumping, but there's other things I want to do first. Because I'm aware that I could die, so I'd rather do other things first, just in case.
I do not care. I don't want to do the instructional skydiving first. I want you to put a little backpack on my back and jump out of the plane.
No. I want to do it with someone.
It's
because I like the thrill, but I don't want to die.
I
want
to learn how to land before I jump out of the plane, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I can fly a plane. I know how to do that. I'm halfway there already.
Okay, fly some plane. Let us in the back.
Go ahead, fly. The way you said that's so casually. Fly you know, guys, I can fly a plane.
Fly,
okay.
Fly us up and let us jump out of the plane.
I wasn't going there. I want to know how to land.
Because
I've almost died before. It's not as fun as you think. Not as fun.
We're drifting.
What's drifting?
In like a car.
I was thinking like the rafts, like the river rafts.
That's whitewater rafting.
No, but when you said drifting,
fun.
I thought of like drifting back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
like
know
down,
why.
Down
like drifting down a river. You know what
doing,
I mean?
Okay.
Like lazy river, but intense.
Doing dangerous stuff is very fun.
It is very
fun. Do it on a calendar and stuff, but it's not like I'm like planning out every single day.
See, I don't plan out my weekly activities ever. The only reason I've started doing it more is because work. Work sucks. It always schedules me without asking, and then I don't know what I'm doing, so I have to plan. That's the only reason.
I mean, I get that, because I have, like, in my calendar, I have, like, Girl Scout events and choir stuff.
I always forget that you're in Girl Scouts.
I've been a Girl Scout for 12 years.
I know, but I always forget.
Yeah. I sell cookies. What the heck?
I know, but you casually drop it in there, and I forget.
but...
I don't know. I have stuff in a calendar, but I don't like every week go, all right, what's happening this week?
I don't like plan interactions with people.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like none of us are really planners. Okay, we're just going to put disagree and move on.
Disagree.
Question 8. I never miss appointments.
Agree completely. Disagree.
Disagree.
Oh, agree
completely.
Agree.
It's saying that you don't, so I agree.
No, I miss appointments.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Miss ADHD. I miss appointments. Yeah, we know. I agree completely. I never miss appointments.
No.
I physically get too stressed. Like, I cannot.
Yeah, that's funny. I feel so bad if I miss anything.
I literally missed an orthodontist appointment. I was like, oops. Because I was going on a college tour. I forgot I did that. So,
this is why you put something on
a
calendar.
Hey!
Kind of sounds like you're a planner.
I plan my appointments,
Life.
Really? No way.
No, I never miss appointments. Too stressful. So let's
agree.
Just put neither.
Agree.
Let's put neither. Well,
we
have
two.
She said strongly disagree.
Okay.
Slightly agree.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Question 9. I am a rebellious person.
Agree.
Agree.
I don't know. I kind of don't care.
I feel like you're not a rebellious person.
No.
Okay. You kind of go with the flow. Cooper said, no.
It's not like I don't like do anything if something bad is happening, but it's like...
Well, in our last test, that is actually not true. Part of the last podcast, your whole viewpoint on everything was that you're just gonna go with the flow and
you were
stuff.
Very laissez-faire.
You were very laissez-faire. If it was real, you wouldn't have done anything.
I wouldn't say I was necessarily
you
going
were
with... Okay, hold on.
Morally gray question. Out of inaction.
Here's a question. Am I rebellious for not wanting to kill a child?
You mean, are you not rebellious?
Yeah.
Am I not rebellious for not wanting to kill a child?
If that, anything,
out
I was...
Out of context, that sounds very
if
bad.
Anything,
but to sorry. Save a whole group of people...
If anything...
Killing a barely... An infant child is
if,
worth it.
If yeah. anything, I was rebelling against you guys for wanting to kill a child.
I don't think that's how that works,
that's
Koopy.
Not how that works,
Listen, I don't know.
We're just gonna
I guess
put
neither,
neither
agree
nor
disagree.
Disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just put that.
I'll go in between agree
because we
and
completely
agree.
Agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agree completely.
Move on.
Okay.
What question is this?
Ten.
Question 10. I am an impulsive person.
Yes!
Agree.
Yes! I'm gonna say neither agree nor disagree because
yeah.
I feel like I'm very disciplined.
I agree slightly. I not so much anymore. I stopped making impulse decisions.
I don't have impulse control.
Yes.
I know.
we know this.
We just
we know
said
this.
Little Miss ADHD. We
so,
know.
Yeah.
I actually I don't plan out my week or my life or whatever, but I do plan out interactions. I'm gonna say. You know?
I used to find stuff and instantly be like, I wanna buy this now. That was very
yeah,
impulsive.
That's
but not anymore.
I'm still
I don't know. Okay, next question.
Okay. Question 11. I'll be good at a dangerous job because I make fast decisions.
No.
Strongly disagree.
Disagree. If I was, like, working construction, there was some danger, I'd be like, huh?
That's what I'm saying. You would just laissez-faire. I
no,
don't know what to do.
It's less laissez-faire, more like not fast reflexes.
I feel like I would do a good job, but I don't actually know.
I'm gonna say no because I get really anxious. Like I was saying,
well,
I need to get to the appointments. I need to like take my time to make a decision. That's why I'm not impulsive.
Honestly, for this one, I think neither agree nor disagree. I think when if there's danger involved, like I could like try to do something.
So we're gonna do slightly disagree because two neither agree or disagree, and I completely disagree. All
right.
I was gonna go. I'm more closer to agree though.
Oh, you all right, agree?
So we'll stay at neither
yeah.
agree nor disagree.
Yeah, we'll
okay.
stay in the middle.
Question 12. I don't enjoy taking risks.
Disagree completely. I like risks.
I like risk.
See,
neither agree
it sounds agree. Contradictory because I'm an anxious person, but honestly, if it's a risk, that doesn't mean anything. Like when I said with the gambling thing, I'm not gambling my whole life. I'm gambling like $10, you know?
Yeah.
So I enjoy
you
taking,
have that
like,
distinction between...
Like, yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying. I'm not impulsive.
Being unhealthy.
When I take a risk, I have decided to take the risk, not
no.
just random.
I will say agree slightly because I don't like taking risks. I like staying in a comfort zone, but it's not like it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Risks are fun.
Yeah.
We just said, where's the fun? Where's the fun?
Actually, no. I'll change to neither agree nor disagree.
Are we peer pressuring you right now?
No, I just...
Certainly sounds like it, but that's fine.
Okay, so we're going to put disagree slightly.
If you were peer pressuring me, I would kill the baby. But, you know, whatever, it's fine.
Oh my god, let go!
Let go of that.
Let go! So our average response was a 3 out of 5, which indicates high impulsivity. The average for males is a 2.7, the average for females is a 2.4. High impulsivity is one of the traits commonly associated with psychopathy. So basically, we're psychopaths.
We are, we're closer.
We're closer to it.
Yeah, we're
further from sanity.
Well, yeah.
We are further from sanity than the average person.
But anyways, these results are a little bit skewed. We had to skip a couple questions that were not
school appropriate.
School appropriate, yeah.
Yeah. But
hello. We messed up.
Yeah.
We as in Mita messed up.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah,
our podcast is a little too short, so to fill in some space at the end, we're gonna review the movie that we just watched, Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots 2.
Spoiler alerts ahead.
Puss in Boots.
Spoiler alert for Puss in Boots. If you plan on watching, stop listening now.
Actually do go watch it though, it's very good.
Yes.
I liked it a lot.
It was good. I cried, so...
I know, it was funny because you were the one that didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
You're the one that was crying at the end.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I wanted to see the Whitney Houston movie.
Yeah,
Whitney,
I did.
Who was you guys' favorite character?
The gay dog?
Yeah. Yeah, the dog was kind of... I loved the dog.
The dog was really cute.
No.
Cooper, do you want to give a little summary of the movie?
Because
we're already spoiling.
Yeah. So in the beginning... Puss in Boots is doing a little adventure, and then he dies, and then it's all like, oh no, he's died 8 times, he has 1 life left, and so he's all sad, and then a wolf comes and beats him up a bunch.
The wolf is death.
The wolf is We learn this later. The wolf is death. He's like the, it's like actual death. He's going to come for Puss in Boots because he's mad about nine lives. He doesn't like that he has nine lives.
Mitsu, you want to talk about the wishing star? What that is? Oh, he needs it?
Yeah, okay. So, he has, you know how he's on nine lives, all right? So he needs to, he wants more lives back.
He wants to get them back.
And then there's this, like, legend of, like, the wishing star that grants one wish. And so he goes out searching for it. For that one wish,
searching for it.
Where he gets his lives back, so he can keep going to be Puss in Boots, you know.
Yeah.
And then
he meets this dog that wants to be a therapy dog, but it's kind of just like a little rat, and yeah. They become best friends, and they go to find the star, but then they run into all these other people that want the star,
like
the
Kitty
Baker Man,
like Kitty Softpaws, who is his ex lover, and
who he left at the altar,
and so they have beef. And then there's also, what's the guy's name? Jack Horner,
who's played by John Mulaney, which caught me off guard.
And Goldie, or is it
Goldilocks
and the Three Bears, and she's an orphan, and she wants her family, and Jack Horner wants to take over the world, so he's a little evil.
And so the whole thing is they go to the star and whatever. And then they all learn a lesson about valuing life and your family.
Yeah, except for Jack Horner. Jack Horner doesn't learn anything.
He just dies.
Yeah, he just dies.
He gets killed.
But Goldilocks learns that, oh, I already have a family right here.
With
it's my
bears.
Adopted family with the bears.
Puss in Boots
learns, I don't need more lives. I can just live this one life with Kitty Softpaws.
And Kitty Softpaws is like, oh, I wanted someone I could trust, but turns out I had him all along.
Aww.
Okay. But it actually was really
cute. It was really so cute though. It sounds really gross and corny when we say it right now, but it was really cute. Also, Death, the wolf, was terrifying.
Bro, I've seen on clips on TikTok of him in different languages. He's scarier in every other language but English. And I'm like,
I thought he was pretty scary in English. He was terrifying. The wolf is this big wolf with red eyes and two sides, because he's like the Grim Reaper. And he just whistles every time. He's like, and he whistles. He whistles. I can't whistle, so he whistles, and he comes
crying baby.
And he drags the little skies across the floor, and he's like, I'm here to kill you. Yeah. And it's really terrifying. And he's always there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always there.
Yeah. And it makes like Puss in Boots like anxious just to be anywhere, really.
Yeah.
I think Jack Horner was pretty funny. I know you guys like the puppy the best, but I kinda
the
like
puppy.
Him the
no,
best. Just
the cricket.
So funny.
The cricket with the cricket. I love the cricket.
There's this one part where the cricket says, you're not gonna shoot a puppy in the face, are you? He's like, yes, I am. And then he goes to do it. I thought it's so funny. I mean, it sounds dumb when I'm just explaining it.
Besides,
but
like the plot and characters, the animation was very, very good.
Oh my god, yeah, it was.
It was very good. The sound design also with like the whistle and everything.
Yeah.
That was also very good.
The whistle that I can't do.
So it's kind of terrifying.
So yeah. From a story and character level, very good. And from like a cinematic animation level, very, very good.
So, yeah. And also, it beat Avatar. I got a 99 or 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And Avatar got a 78, I think.
That's crazy.
And Avatar, they spent like millions of dollars on Puss in
Boots.
Multiple
years.
Puss in Boots is just like, hey, it's Puss in Boots. It's a kid's movie. And it did
and
so
probably,
well.
And they're probably going to make Shrek 5.
Yeah, the entire theater was filled with teenagers. So,
oh my god,
there was barely any kids.
Yeah. Oh my god, when I got up to use the bathroom, there was a couple and they got so mad that I had to walk past them to go to the bathroom. The guy was like, oh, when I watched it, I was like, I'm sorry.
Hey, people insist that aren't
rude.
I know, he was.
I guess that's what you get for going to the Salisbury Theater.
They were there on a date. Oh. And they were just.
To Puss in Boots?
They were the people in our row.
I know.
And they were there. They were on a date to Puss in Boots, and they got mad because I had to go past them to go to the bathroom. I was like, I'm so sorry. It's because I got the giant Slurpee.
Yeah, it is because you got the giant Slurpee.
I'm going on a date and bring Puss in Boots.
You're bringing them to Puss in Boots?
Yeah,
or you're probably going to bring them to like the Mario movie that's coming out.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, wait. So, the Mario movie? What are our thoughts on that? Can we describe what we saw in the commercial?
I kind of want to see it, to
be
honest.
Listen,
Cooper, describe the commercial. They don't know what
I'm not going to summarize. Okay, it's Mario. Like, what do you want me to say?
It's Mario, but Peach
it's
is
just Mario.
A queen.
Yeah,
like,
slaves.
Not a queen
yeah,
like a queen with a crown. Like, she slays.
She slays.
Literally
she's
and figuratively.
Like,
she's a baddie.
I don't know. It looks good. I'm a little worried because it's like, you know.
Changing it?
Not even that, because it's like Illumination. They're all like kind of sometimes bad at movies. But like they did the Minions and stuff. And so they're make the
I like the unpopular opinion. I like Minions.
They're going to turn the Toads into Minions.
Unpopular opinion. I actually like Minions. I think they're funny.
I think it'll be good.
Minions, so
Minions are silly. Yeah, I don't even care. I don't care that they're an old lady thing. I like Minions. They're funny and they're silly and they make me laugh.
They are funny. But I haven't watched, I didn't watch the new Minions movie, so.
Me either.
Oh, I did.
Sophia and her friends are always trying to be, like, do a Minion voice. It's kind of weird.
Oh, I don't do a Minion voice. I just...
She spent half an hour at college being a Minion. It's kind of sad.
Oh, well, you know what? Okay, our time is up. I hope everyone enjoyed not just the psychopath test, but also our review of Puss in Boots and some movies that are coming in soon.
So the moral of the story is don't be a psychopath and watch Puss in Boots.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye.